anybody can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out with your calls, we go across the pond to the UK and Ziggy on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Hey, right, I have some brilliant news tonight.
Right. What's that?
Gavin Webb, who occasionally rings into you, has been selected as a parliamentary candidate. He has got further than any other libertarian has got in this country.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So that means he's going to possibly be available to possibly be elected to a member of parliament?
He's going to be the Liberal Democrat candidate for East Staffordshire constituency. It's a fairly unwinnable seat, but it does mean that he'll get far greater media coverage, and we're already organizing that for him.
Well, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it's from my understanding.
It's about getting the message out there.
Right. It's about getting a real, pure as possible, pro-liberty message out to the people so they can understand, so they can come to the necessary paradigm shift they need to get to in their minds to embrace the non-aggression axiom.
Yep, that's right.
See how Free Talk Live is even having effects across the Atlantic?
It's amazing, isn't it?
I would say me and Gavin wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for Free Talk Live.
We are building bridges, crossing boundaries, bringing people together. It's awesome. Ziggy, what else you got for us?
Can I just correct you on something?
Yes, sure.
Libertarianism here isn't so much based on the non-aggression axiom. It's more based on Mill's harm principle.
What is that?
Which is, if it doesn't harm you, then the government shouldn't prohibit.
I don't know about that. I mean, then that would say, you could say that that there's all kinds of things that could harm you. I mean, you mean the actions of another person or inanimate objects?
Well, basically, it stems from an essay by John Stuart Mill called On Liberty, where he argued that, for instance, drinking, drug taking, and prostitution should not be prohibited by the government because it doesn't harm any other person than those who consent to doing it.
Okay, fair enough. That makes sense. I appreciate it. Zig, thanks for the call as always, man. 800-259-9231. Speaking of things that some believe are harmful, we'll talk about drugs because I mentioned we were going to talk about ecstasy last night. We never got to the story. Here is the story from Brisbane Times in Australia. Young Queenslanders would be safer if they swore off binge drinking and instead consumed a small amount of ecstasy, a prominent researcher at Queensland's Alcohol and Drug Research Centre says. In the wake of new data which shows more young Queenslanders are switching to ecstasy following the Rudd government's 70% tax hike on Alka-Pops.
Wow.
Alka-Pops, I guess that's the frozen alcohol treats or something like that?
Well, I think that those would probably be the Smirnoff Ices, Bartles and James wine coolers, those kind of things.
Well, there's apparently 70% tax hike on those, so people have decided to find a different drug as a result of that. And according to the professor over there, they said that ecstasy was actually a lesser evil than binge drinking. However, the statement brought a stinging rebuke from another researcher who cited the 1995 death of a Sydney schoolgirl, Anna Wood, after she took an ecstasy pill at a dance party.
Now, he's managed to find one death 13 years ago due to
what was allegedly ecstasy.
Right, what was allegedly ecstasy, as opposed to, I don't know, all the deaths that are caused by alcohol poisoning.
Oh my gosh.
You just don't hear about
every
them
single year.
And when it comes to binge drinking, and I'm not saying that I think that either of these are a great option. Here's what I think. I think that parents should talk to their kids about alcohol, talk to their kids about drugs, and come to some kind of reasonable understanding with them. As far as I'm concerned, alcohol is a very real part of life. 90% of people in America, I don't know what the rest of the world is like, but 90-something percent of people in America drink alcohol. I think that means that kids need to be taught. They're taught by their parents how to balance, how to handle their finances, how to drive a car, how to tie their shoes, how to handle every other portion of life. It's illegal to teach your kids about alcohol,
right,
because they're not allowed to drink until they're 21.
You learn from your friends in many cases. That's how I learned how to drink, and of course,
it's disturbing.
It resulted in some really bad consequences for me because I didn't really understand until my late 20s what the appropriate way to consume alcohol was. I had a period of, in my teenage years where I drank fairly heavily, and I had a major issue with it, so I gave it up for a few years, picked it up again, had more another major issue with it, put it down, stopped drinking for several more years, and now I understand how to drink responsibly. But it was only because Julia taught me how, my girlfriend. I never really learned it on my own, and my parents certainly didn't tell me jack about it. So I agree with you completely.
They probably didn't want to risk, it's one of those things, that touchy things that parents don't want to get close to their kids about when it comes to, like, sex and, you know, drugs and alcohol. These are tough subjects.
Well, think about it.
They thought that they would have some trouble from the authorities.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm trying to imagine what a parent might think if you have that conversation with your kids about alcohol, and you say, well, there's a way to drink alcohol that's safe, and then there's dangerous ways to consume alcohol, and we recommend you do it safely. Well, the kid could come back and say, well, can I try it here? Because I'd like to try. I'd like to give it a try. Well, no, we can't. We can't allow you to do that because we might get in trouble. We don't want to get in trouble. I mean, of course, if everybody keeps their mouth shut, then no one will get in trouble, but the parents might be worried you go to school, or the kid will go to school and start blabbing to his friends. So it's a very realistic concern for a parent to be worried about getting into possibly having their child taken away from them, or charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor,
right,
as a result of doing that. But
I mean, I heard all kinds of stories about the cool mom out there that was would drink with the kids and that kind of thing, and I'm sure that there's more times than not those people get caught at some point.
It's true, but all that aside, it would certainly make sense for parents to allow their kids to imbibe safely under their watch, under their roof. There's no better way, I don't think, to go about doing it. It's the best way to assure that your kids know what they're doing when it comes to alcohol. If you want to leave them in the dark, then good luck.
It seems logical to me.
Well, anyway, here's a little bit more about this story here. Professor Najman, who's a PhD in social epidemiology and a bachelor's degree in medical sociology, said ecstasy was relatively benign if taken in small quantities. He said, when young people switch from a substantial amount of alcohol to a small amount of ecstasy, I don't think that's a bad trade at all. It's not likely that one pill on a Saturday night poses the same dangers as frequent binge drinking. Illicit drug use is associated with around 1,000 deaths per year in Australia. However, Professor Najman said ecstasy was actually cheaper and safer for young people than excessive amounts of alcohol. Now, let's put a qualifier in here, and it also goes back to the earlier claim about the young lady that died after she allegedly took an ecstasy pill at a dance party. Ecstasy, MDMA, the actual chemical that ecstasy is kind of the street slang for MDMA. But ecstasy can mean anything that's represented as MDMA on the black market, and that could be a whole variety of things. There, when you go and you buy a pill at a dance party, as they're suggesting, or a rave or whatever, if you don't know the person you're getting it from, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You could be getting MDMA. You could be getting what they call a bean, which is sometimes has MDMA in it, but is also mixed with various other different narcotic substances. You don't know what they are. And you could be getting something that's just not even MDMA at all. It's just being purported and passed off as MDMA in order to separate you from $20 a pill. And then the dealer goes laughing to the bank because he's just sold you dextromethorphan hydrobromide, cough medicine, basically, instead of MDMA. So there are a variety of different things that can happen in the black market. And just because somebody says they took an ecstasy pill doesn't mean that they actually took an ecstasy pill. So this young lady may not have actually died because of MDMA. In fact, it'd be relatively difficult to die if you were just taking a pill or two or whatever of MDMA.
What happens is kind of indirect results I've heard, and it makes some sense to me, is that they'll take the pills and then they're not as in tune with their body as they were normally.
Dehydrate.
They'll dehydrate from dancing too much and not consuming the water and that kind of thing.
Yes, that's the number one reason why.
A lot of them will drink, the water is very popular at those parties, and some of them will drink too much and get that, whatever it's called when you drink too much water.
Super hydration? I don't know what it is. Yeah, there's
something like that, and it happens to marathon runners, too.
So you have to be very careful when you hear about these stories to understand that we are dealing with a black market product, and as a result, there are impurities, and they don't tell you those things. when somebody is chalked up as being a death related to ecstasy, you don't know if it was impure, and secondly, you don't know if they actually died because of dehydration, if they just happened to say, well, they were at a rave, and we found some traces of a chemical in their body, so therefore it must have been a chemical. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Ernest Hemingway was a remarkable writer whose mantra was, above all, endure. While I love his work, I disagree with his viewpoint. Remarkable performers and people don't simply endure. They exercise persistence. They refuse to give in to despair, and they work hard at doing what is right. Persistence is a strategic word that suggests purposeful action. If you have somewhere to go and something to say, don't endure. Persist until you get the hearing. When you do, your performance will undoubtedly get the encore it deserves. In the words of Robert Half, persistence is what makes the impossible possible, the possible likely, and the likely definite. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. and see what it's all about. And ladies, if you want to be added to the Shrine, you're certainly welcome to submit your validated picture. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI as we continue here briefly with the story about ecstasy. Actually being, according to a few experts in Australia, ecstasy is safer than binge drinking. And according to the story here, Professor Najman from, let's see, where is this from? The Alcohol and Drug Research Center in Queensland, Australia, says even drug-related problems, including psychotic episodes and violent behavior, are not seen with ecstasy as they are with amphetamines and alcohol. How many angry drunks have you seen in your life?
Quite a few.
Yeah. Well, you just give enough alcohol to enough people, and you're going to find somebody who wants to fight somebody else.
Yeah, pretty quick. Now, if you I guess all you have to do is go to a wedding reception, and sooner or later you're going to see go to wedding receptions. I guess it hasn't happened at most of the ones I've seen, but you hear a lot of wedding reception stories.
Sure. Talk to a wedding photographer, for instance. I'm sure they've seen their share of them. And so you give...
As a matter of fact... I used to work for a magazine down in Sarasota, and a posh magazine, very high-end, all the things they do are, you know, very, very hoity-toity, and they had a tango event, and sure enough, some folks came in, I guess they got some free tickets, and they didn't have to pay the $20 a piece admission or something like that, which would generally keep out the riffraff, right?
Right.
Uh-oh. One guy busts another guy in the nose. They came together, something over a girl, whatever.
That's what it always is, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you give that
it's
same...
It's a tango event.
Right. If you gave that same crowd some doses of MDMA, which is, again, the drug in that they refer to as ecstasy, if you can really find the real deal, MDMA, and you gave that to a bunch of people...
Right. The worst thing that would happen is one of the guys would have been massaging the other. I would have been a little disturbed by it, admittedly, but so what?
I would be blown away if someone could, like, get angry at another person on ecstasy. They'd really have to try hard in order to do something like that, because it has been called the love drug. It is I believe it's called an empathogen. It makes you feel empathy for your fellow man. It is it's an amazing product. Now, I don't recommend that young kids go out and get a hold of it necessarily, but I have to say it may be my favorite drug. I mean, I haven't used it in a long time. It's been a couple years since I've come across it, but it is really just fun stuff, and it's definitely better than binge drinking. I've been drunk, and I've been there, and man, a pill of MDMA, there's no danger there. I'm sorry to burst somebody's bubble out there if they're a drug warrior, but the whole claim that it puts holes in your brain, that's just scare tactics.
Yeah, more the scare tactics crap.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even overdose on. Like, even LSD, which is far more of a powerful drug than MDMA is, it's not possible to overdose on LSD.
It's
possible
to go out of
your
mind. Yeah.
I mean, if you take a bunch of hits...
What difference does it make if you didn't overdose and die, if you're walking around in some kind of netherworld blathering people that aren't there?
You may be able to... I don't know if you can OD on MDMA. Maybe somebody out there that knows a little more about it can clue us in on that. But if you're taking a pill of MDMA, a standard dose, 100 milligrams or whatever the amount is, there's very, very little risk. Just make sure you do your research at arrowwood.org. Learn about it in advance. Learn about what you need to know about how hydrating yourself, making sure that you're well taken care of. And, of course, set and setting are very important. Doing things like that in a place that's comfortable to you is always better than being somewhere strange and unusual. There's some very basic things that need to be understood prior to taking something like this. But then again, how many people research alcohol before they go pour it down their throat?
Yeah, I can't say that I'm altogether comfortable about discussing things like this on the air, but at the same time, I don't think people should hide from the truth, and I do think that if somebody is going to do this stuff, and I'm not saying I encourage them, I've done drugs in my time, I encourage people not to do them. However, if you are going to do it, go to arrowwood.org, read it. This, listening to this show, not considered research.
No, definitely not. Professor Najman's comments drew scorn from the University of Adelaide. One of their students said that ecstasy was often laced with potentially lethal substances such as horse tranquilizer, ketamine, morphine, anti-anxiety medication, and a substance
use
treat.
All they're doing there is arguing against the drug war.
Yeah, well, that's the black market.
The fact is, the drug war did that, not, you know, I mean, sure, it's dangerous, but it's dangerous because of the drug war.
Exactly. She said that MDMA, ecstasy's major chemical component, increased body temperature by up to 5 degrees. She says when taken at hot nightclubs or rave parties, the heightened effects could lead to severe brain damage or death. So again, that's more of an issue with people not knowing what they're doing and not preparing themselves and not having the adequate facilities around, like water, in order to deal with that. It's just a general good idea, whatever drug it is you're taking, to remain hydrated. Whatever it is. If it's alcohol or ecstasy or whatever. If you drink too much and you don't have any water to follow it up, you might have a headache in the morning. You might have a tough time.
A terrible one.
So
drink too much and, you know, you could just die.
Yeah, it's just generally a good idea. She said it was crucial that people were made more aware of the grave dangers associated with the pills and not misguided by ridiculous information.
If she admitted that there are grave dangers to the pill, she's admitting, in fact, that people are taking, there's nothing that she can do about it, and all her little laws aren't fixing anything.
It's true. In fact, Anna Wood, the young lady they described earlier as allegedly dying from ecstasy, here's a little more about her. She died after taking ecstasy and dehydrating so badly that she drank water until her kidneys shut down and her brain swelled. She was found vomiting in a toilet, taken to a home, and put to bed before eventually being taken to the hospital the next morning, and she never regained consciousness. Annabelle Catt, who's 20, died in February last year after going to a dance party, taking what she thought was ecstasy. It turned out instead to be the deadly drug PMA.
Not familiar with it.
Yeah, I've never even heard of such a thing, but doesn't sound good to me. And once again, another indictment of the war on drugs and another story about how the black market is what is resulting in these people's deaths instead of a quality-controlled product coming from a laboratory environment, which is where these products should be made. When MDMA first hit the scene in America, back when it was legal, it was being made in a much greater...
There were prescriptions.
That was a quality-controlled situation. So as soon as you put something like this into the black market, people start to die. Anecdotal evidence suggesting young Australians have now discovered the benefits of buying ecstasy pills in bulk has strengthened criticism of the Rudd government's alcopop tax hike. Distilled Spirits Industry Council of Australia research manager said recent data made a mockery of the government's stated aim. The words abject failure would spring to mind, he said. So there you go. Ecstasy, according to at least a few experts, safer, in low doses, of course, than binge drinking. Makes sense to me. That's been my experience. 800-259-9231. What do you think? How do you feel about all this? And what have your experiences been? We'd love to hear your thoughts. And you can also call in about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Coming up, Ron Paul, people, the Secret Service had something to say to him.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, a torrent went up today. Every month, after an entire month of archives is completed, they are compiled all into one easy-to-download torrent, and you just grab it and go. There's, in fact, an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the site in torrent form for your convenience. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy on us.
On the go? Want to read all the bestsellers on your PC, laptop, or PDA? E-Chapter 1 has over 100,000 e-books for immediate download at low prices. Every category, bestsellers, business, religion, they've got them all. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com, E-Chapter 1.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Michael in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good evening. How you guys doing?
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I caught the majority of what you're talking about with ecstasy, and I have to admit that it was overall the drug issue that got me involved in the liberty movement.
Excellent.
And for me, I mean, I've been a big advocate about the use of ecstasy, and many events I've been to, I'm not sure if you guys heard of them, but they call them in some of the gay community circuit parties, where basically not only do you get thousands of men who gather these events in different places across the country and around the world where there is drug use involved, but because I'm gathering that because of not only the high number that you don't ever see hardly any of these men being arrested, because I'll tell you, a lot of them are already rolling on ecstasy, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the people organize this, they make every kind of precaution to make sure the people who participate are doing it intelligently. Because just like with anything, I don't care if it's alcohol or ecstasy or any other drugs out there, there are precautions that should be taken.
Absolutely.
And they make sure when people are partying that they're partying safely. So, I mean, these have been the biggest demonstration that you don't need to have these arbitrary laws making people criminal for simple usage just to make sure people are being able to have a good time without harming anybody or making sure they're not harming themselves.
Now, I hear what you're saying about the circuit parties being a great example. Now, I'm kind of curious, what the hell is a circuit party? I mean,
I should probably, I'm using terminology. Okay, you guys are at raves, right?
I am aware of raves, yes.
Yeah, you are aware of raves. Okay, basically, these are large parties that usually have thousands of people there. And generally, they're here in different cities like Miami Beach, Florida, South Beach, Palm Springs, California, New York, other places around the world. And generally what these parties do is they help raise money for community organizations like HIV and AIDS, for gay rights organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there'll be three-day events. They'll have all these big-name DJs playing music. And yes, we do have some people that, I'm sorry to say, they do get in excess. They go overboard with the drugs, which is sad. But it's not that the people aren't, they don't try to educate people on, you know, about, you know, what's involved, what these drugs do to you. Some dealers, they don't care. They're going to give you the crack or smack, whatever the hell.
Sure. Well, just because somebody goes overboard is not a justification for controlling the behavior of everybody else that might be a responsible user.
No, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with that. But it's not that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, because I've gone overboard too. Okay, I admit that. But I didn't need any government intervention to tell me when I needed to, you know, slow myself down and
right,
not say I'm not going to do it again.
Prison,
that's one thing I'm looking forward to when I go to Chicago.
Yeah, a 5-year stint in prison would not have helped your situation after you went overboard. Just a little recovery time and getting your senses together was all you needed.
Not at all. Not at all. I totally agree with that. Arbitrary prison terms, these mandatory minimums, that's not going to help people at all if they have a serious problem with it. Because you can have a problem with alcohol. You can have a problem with smoking or overeating or gambling.
So let me see if I understood your description correctly of the circuit party. It's essentially a gay rave or a rave targeted toward the gay community that is in some way sometimes benefiting a local charity?
Right. Sometimes there'll be like local charities that they'll benefit or, you know, just for or just people in general, like HIV AIDS. I know of one group that every year they would actually collect toys. And I think it was one event in Texas, I believe. You know, so they provide charitable work, be a chance for people to get together, have a great time. And at the same time, if somebody likes to partake in any kind of, like I like to call it, disco pharmaceuticals, I mean, it was an ideal place for it.
Disco pharmaceuticals, that's good stuff. Do you feel like that there's some sort of conspiracy behind the war on drugs, in that there may be a certain group of people out there that are deathly afraid of people getting their hands on perhaps, shall we say, mind-expanding or altering chemicals that may put them into an altered state where they may come to certain realizations that the people in the halls of power would rather they not come to? I sort of believe that conspiracy. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
I think so, too. And in fact, now that you kind of hit on a subject kind of close to home for me, Ian, it seems like the whole idea of mind expansion, that goes back to, like, even the pre-Christian times, where they use people, these shamans and these other people use mind-expanding substances. But then with the rise of the Christian church, that became a big fear of magic because people were taught, you know, you're too unholy to go anywhere near magic. I mean, that's just of the devil right there, is what they would tell people. But it was nothing like that at all. And
yeah,
so in a way, and I've kind of felt like I myself, when I've been on ecstasy, that I've had some real, myself, my own kind of spiritual experiences. But again, it's just the whole thing of people wanting to have absolute control, whether it's church or state. And the whole fear-mongering that just goes on with the whole drug scene. I mean, I appreciate that one guy calls every once in a while from Montana, the advocate for hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of his name off the top of my head. Dave, I think.
Yep.
You know, I'm totally in favor of everything he says, but I mean, I go further than that. If a person, you know, whatever substance they want to fill their body with, ecstasy, crystal methamphetamine, marijuana, it's their own choice. They should be able to live their life as they want, so as long as they're harming anybody else.
I'm with you. I thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, I was thinking about the big fear stated if you legalize drugs is that they'll have crack vending machines on the corners with the pipes chained to them so that people can smoke them right there.
Right there.
And, you know, I was thinking about that. Crack's a dangerous drug, can kill you, right?
Yeah, you can have a heart attack.
Wouldn't crack dealer vendors, I shouldn't say dealers because that's kind of what we have now, but people, you know, the drug stores, the places that would sell crack in the, you know, the fictitious future that we're talking about here, wouldn't they have in their to their minds, you know, it would be very important to them to keep their customers alive?
Yeah, you want them to come back and buy more.
And you don't want other people to see them looking like crackheads and, you know, dying in the streets and all that other stuff because
that's a, good point,
a really terrible, terrible example for your drug. So I think that what you'd find is, I don't know, the manufacturer's taking efforts so that people use crack responsibly.
Possibly, yeah. It's certainly more likely that the manufacturers in a legitimate marketplace would do something like that as opposed to crack dealers of your local town.
Yeah.
So certainly worth considering. Let's continue and talk to Milton, listening in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Milton.
Hey,
Milton,
guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Three comments and one question.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
One, Ian, I have to salute you. You've got a lot of balls to say that on the air. I hope you don't collect any grief for it.
Well, you know, I speak my mind as I feel, and I say what I feel like I should say. So, and that's how it's always been, you know.
Two, I have no personal experience, so take what I say with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But commenting from theory only, MDMA is an amphetamine, and so there is definitely potential for overdose.
Okay, yeah, it's probably true.
By the way, that website you mentioned, I'm just curious about it, and it's not to be found at the address you gave.
Arrowid?
Arrowid.
ERROWID.org.
That's the worst thing about the that particular
site. Spell it again,
site.
Please.
E, as in ecstasy.
Oh.
R, as in Roger. O, as in oh yeah.
W-I-D.
Wait a minute. E-R-O-W-I-D. W-I-D. Did you get that?
Got that.
Arrowid.org, not com or those other ones. It's Arrowid.org. Fast, just huge amounts of information about narcotic substances, even prescription drugs and things like that you'll find there. In fact, I know you had a question. Hang on, we'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you buy, there are 41-plus categories to shop in, even used items. Load up your cart. Feel good because you're getting a great deal. You're getting free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And Free Talk Live is getting a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Milton, listening in Second Life at the, is it still called the Gimme Liberty Bar? Did y'all change the name?
It's actually the Liberty Pub now.
The Liberty Pub, where
that's
people
correct.
Can gather in this alternate Second Life universe online. You can go to secondlife.com to download the software and then search for the Liberty Pub when you get in there, and you'll find Milton and I guess a handful of other people, right?
Hope so. Thanks
very
for the
cool.
plug.
Yeah.
My only other comment was to express a note of skepticism about that particular variation of that conspiracy theory. Now, there are other variations involving, say, a profit incentive, if we assume these people are actually the ones doing the dealing, that I'm not as skeptical about. But the reason I'm skeptical about that particular variation is simply that there are much, much more effective nootropics available legally in any health food store.
You're talking about the theory that I suggested earlier that there are certain elements in the government and in the realm of the elite that would prefer that people stay angry and drunk rather than possibly take some sort of psychedelic substance and perhaps enlighten themselves in certain ways. You're saying that there are substances that would do that in a health food store?
There are much better cognitive enhancers in a health food store, yes. I don't seriously think anybody's going to take LSD and suddenly get insight into the Constitution. However, you know, you take some choline, you might.
I've never heard any of this stuff.
Spell that, toline?
Toline, C-H-O, it's pretty common stuff. C-H-O-L-I-N-E. It's a precursor to acetylcholine. It's one of the neurotransmitters in the brain.
C-H-O-L.
It's probably the best established cognitive enhancer in the nutritional realm.
Is that going to make me see visions, though? Is it psychedelic?
Oh, no. Nothing
that's
like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
But legitimate cognitive enhancement, I think.
I see. You're talking about increasing your brain capacity or making it so
brain
you can
power.
Take a test better or something. I'm talking about the realm of the psychedelic experience wherein you may come to certain conclusions that you may not otherwise be able to come to in your normal sort of sane world, I guess, your normal reality.
You could be right. Thanks a lot.
It's just a theory.
That's
thank
good
you
work.
For the call, sir. Appreciate it, Milton. 800-259-9231. It is an interesting world and one that's very, very powerful, so it should be taken very carefully. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anything goes. We go to Josh in Colorado. He's gone. We go to John in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
John. Okay, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I should mention, other folks have mentioned this occasionally. I might, just because I'm a regular caller, people might not realize that I'm sometimes nervous on the phone, just like anybody else.
Professionals. Me too.
Are the same way. So if I stumble occasionally, know that that's true for all of us, and
yep.
Don't be afraid to be afraid.
There you
yeah,
go.
Calling Free Talk Live is like getting your own little high that you don't ever have to worry about.
Yeah,
that's true.
Good.
Of course, you can look like a jerk, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how that will work out for, on any given day. Hey, most folks out there listening know that New Hampshire is generally a low-crime state, and unfortunately, there's been a rash of crimes in the parks of the largest city in New Hampshire.
Uh-oh.
That would be Manchester.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
There's
going
some
on?
People in the parks dressed in these weird uniforms robbing people of like $50 and attempting to rob them of $50.
Really?
And one of the Free Staters decided to do something about this. And he's a nonviolent activist, and he likes to do protests. As it turns out, the gangs that have been patrolling these parks and trying to rip people off of $50, they got a little curfew. They call like the Blue Light Gang, or better known as the police.
The police, yeah.
The government people. They've set up a little curfew, and that's kind of weird because I'm thinking we're moving towards a police state in this country. And I know that we do roadblocks, and we've got cameras on the streets and that kind of stuff. Well, doesn't curfew sound like the type of thing that they do in Iraq?
Yeah, it's pretty
outrageous. War zones?
I mean, if it's public property, then people should be able to access. And I mean, we're not talking about a building or something that needs to be staffed here. We're talking about a park.
We're talking about out in the fresh air where people need to go to relax. I have to tell you, there's a guy named Biker Bill on YouTube. He's another Free Stater. Biker Bill has a YouTube video of this event that's up.
Yeah, I saw it today. It was actually
Dave Ridley, who everybody who listens to this show regularly is aware of. Did the protest.
Right.
He did litter pickup. The Manchester Union Leader, which is the state's most supposedly influential, you know, paper, did, you know, some pre-publicity on it.
And
I don't
people
know how
were
it's
outraged.
Go.
Did you read
arrested.
Some of those? John, did you read some of those comments on the article about Dave Ridley doing this protest this morning?
I generally don't read or make comments on YouTube things. Maybe I should, but I just don't have all that much time to, you know, go in
people
every direction.
People were outraged by the fact that Dave was going to go into the park at 6 a.m. this morning
and
purposely,
pick up trash.
Yeah, and pick up trash, but also he would be breaking the rules about the park curfew and could have faced arrest. And they were so upset that he would go and do something like
Sick
that.
Weirdos.
And sure enough, the police did not show up. So obviously, it's not a zero tolerance policy like their chief of police has been saying that it is. They clearly are being selective with their enforcement. And no one was. The police didn't even come up and talk to them. They drove by a few times, but that was about it.
All morning long, they're driving by. They always do. There's plenty of cops in that city. Now, the thing is, the people that are making comments like that, there's a guy at work who recently told me, because I don't follow national politics anymore, he said, you know, John, I don't know if I want to even talk to you. We used to talk current events, and now we can't. And I said, well, we can still talk ideas. He was telling me about a speech by Giuliani where he kind of snared at community activists, because I guess what he's trying to do is say Obama has no, you know, credentials because he was a community activist. And this guy said to me, isn't that kind of what you guys are doing up there in New Hampshire? Because I'm still working down in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I don't know if it's exactly the same thing. But, yeah, don't they always encourage you to participate in the system and be active and have your voice heard and do this?
Well,
and
this
as
is
soon as you do, and I said, you know, maybe these Republicans, and I'm not Republican or Democrat, by the way. This guy happens to be, you know, pretty solidly Democrat. But I said, you know, maybe these Republicans think you're not patriotic unless you're willing to crack down on your neighbors and bash them.
I don't know, but I would tell you this, John. The people that are complaining, a lot of the people that were complaining about what Dave was doing were saying that he needs to be part of the system because what he was doing was just breaking the law and the law and order types out there. That's very offensive to them. They believe that being part of the system means that you should go to your city council meetings and lobby and beg them to repeal the law.
If I can interrupt you,
you should run a campaign.
If I can interrupt you,
yes,
I need to tell you, this gentleman, who I don't get to see very often, and I have all the stuff in my head from the past year and whatever. I only see him once in a while. And the quickest way to do it, because you're a great communicator, I was able to say, you know, my friend Ian Bernard put the guy at Free Talk Live, and he said, well, I don't know if I like him or not. I said, well, let me just tell you what he says and explain it this way, because they're good little snippets. You're a good communicator. And after about, like, 15, 20 minutes, he was like, oh, I see what you're saying. I said, you know, I communicate in some ways that are good. You do in another way. We all learn from each other.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the best.
This guy, we were hanging out, and after an hour, he says, I'm going home, and I'm going on the internet and tell you, you know, start to look up some stuff. Who knows? We may be working on another so-called masshole who's going to change and come
very
here for
good.
The right reason.
John, I thank you, sir, as always. The toll-free number, yes, sir, 800-259-9231. I don't know.
Nice to see the show have an effect.
I appreciate the compliment. I think, obviously, I have a lot of work to do on my communication skills. Everybody can always get better from whatever point they're at.
Always area to grow.
And by the way, I haven't mentioned this on the air yet, Mark, but he called me by my old last name. And I have chosen a new name for myself.
This is ridiculous.
I am now, it's not ridiculous, I am now going by Ian Freeman, my new last name. My new, more appropriate name is more appropriate to who I am today and who I would like to be as opposed to who I was.
It's proof, kids, that drugs do in fact ruin your mind. Here you are fighting the government over being able to keep a moldy couch in your backyard and changing your name and changing your name with no legal documentation at all. Oh,
I don't ask permission from government bureaucrats to do things, Mark.
My name's now Lollipop Puffin Stuff.
If I wanted it to be that, it could certainly be that, but I'm fine with my first name. I have no objection to that. I just figured I'd leave my past behind and embrace my future as someone who wants to be and who is a free man. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nothing personal against my parents or anything like that. It's just a name, right? You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up, and take control of the airwaves. That's what the show's all about. What about the Ron Paul activists? What happened with the Secret Service stealing things from them? We'll tell you about it coming up in Hour 2 on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. In this